Believe me, the family that takes the internet on vacation is the family that finds a better beach. In peak crab mating season.
Be prepared for anything with an eSIM from Arelo. An eSIM is a digital SIM card built into your phone. Download the Arelo app, activate your eSIM, and get online in minutes, anytime, anywhere. No more surprising roaming fees, weird public Wi-Fi, or fiddly plastic. Just super connectivity at your fingertips. That's Arelo, A-I-R-A-L-O, the world's most powerful eSIM provider. Loved by 20 million savvy vacationers. It's as essential as packing your bathing suit for the beach.
Don't get caught in a pinch. Pack the internet. Download Arelo today. That's A-I-R-A-L-O, Arelo, and use code CRAB for 15% off your first eSIM. Terms apply.
Hey, beautiful souls, welcome back to Feminine Energy. I'm Riley Hart, your daily dose of inspiration, and guess what? Today we're diving deep into something super powerful, self-love and acceptance, especially when life throws those curveballs our way. Because let's be real, ladies, challenges are inevitable. They're like the VIP guests at every party life throws. Ever feel like you're constantly battling to keep your cool while juggling a million things? You know that feeling when everything feels overwhelming and you just want to hide under the covers with a tub of ice cream? Yeah, been there, done that. But here's the thing. Self-love isn't about ignoring the tough stuff. It's about showing up for yourself even when things get rough. It's about choosing kindness over criticism and building an inner strength that can weather any storm. So, let's get real for a minute, because I want to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate self-love and acceptance, even in the face of those super challenging moments. First up, radical self-compassion. We need to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a dear friend going through a hard time. Imagine your bestie is having a meltdown, what would you say? Probably something like, "Hey girl, it's okay to feel this way. You're strong, and you'll get through this." Now, ask yourself, would I say that to myself? If not, well, it's time for a serious internal pep talk. Remember, self-criticism is like a constant nagging voice in your head, silence it and replace it with words of encouragement. Next, recognize your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities that make us shine. Think about those times you absolutely nailed something. Maybe you aced a presentation at work, mastered a new recipe, or simply helped a friend through a tough time. Those are moments where you tapped into your inner power. Celebrate those victories, big or small, because they remind you of how capable and amazing you are. Third, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity, but focusing on what we have rather than what we lack can make a world of difference. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a good laugh with a friend. Cultivating gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you see the beauty even in challenging times. Fourth, set healthy boundaries. Remember, saying no is not selfish, it's essential for self-respect. Learn to protect your time and energy by politely declining requests that drain you or don't align with your priorities. It's okay to prioritize your well-being, you deserve it. Finally, remember that progress, not perfection, is the goal. There will be days when you feel amazing, and days when you struggle. That's totally normal. The key is to keep moving forward, one step at a time. Be kind to yourself. Learn from your mistakes, and celebrate every win along the way. Now, let me share a quick story with you that illustrates this perfectly. I was preparing for a big presentation at work, feeling super nervous. I had spent hours researching, practicing, and crafting my slides, but anxiety started creeping in. My inner critic was on overdrive, whispering doubts about my abilities. But then, I remembered the power of self-compassion. I took a deep breath, reminded myself that I had prepared well, and focused on delivering value to my audience. The result? A successful presentation, filled with positive feedback. Self-love is not a destination, it's a journey. It's about embracing the whole package, the good, the bad, and the messy. It's about showing up for yourself every single day, no matter what life throws your way. Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and happiness. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your strengths, and never stop believing in yourself. Remember those 5 key takeaways? Radical self-compassion, recognizing your strengths, practicing gratitude, setting healthy boundaries, and embracing progress over perfection. Go forth, beautiful souls, and shine your brightest light. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little extra love today. And as always, keep rocking that feminine energy. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of inspiration. Until then, stay amazing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.